Notes on Grief by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, read by Anne Akinjirin. From England, my brother set up the Zoom calls every Sunday, a boisterous lockdown ritual. Two siblings joining from Lagos, three of us from the United States, and my parents sometimes echoing and crackling from Aba, our ancestral hometown in southeastern Nigeria. On 7 June, there was my father, only his forehead on the screen as usual, because he never quite knew how to hold his phone during video calls. "Move your phone a bit, Daddy," one of us would say. My father was teasing my brother Oki about a new nickname. He was saying he hadn't had dinner because he had a late lunch. Then he was talking about the billionaire from the next town who wanted to claim our village's ancestral land. He felt a bit unwell. He had been sleeping poorly, but we were not to worry. On 8 June, Oki went to Aba to see him and said he looked tired. On 9 June, I kept our chat brief so he could rest. He laughed quietly when I did my playful imitation of a relative. "Good night," he said. His last words to me. On 10 June, he was gone. My brother Chooks called to tell me, and I came undone.